the highly anticipated comedy Bros, the first gay romantic comedy from a major studio, hit theaters this weekend, and despite getting some of the best reviews of the year, bombed at the box office. So what does this say about America's appetite or readiness for a gay rom-com? For more, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Matt Bellany, founding member of news subscription site Puck News and former editor of The Hollywood Reporter. Does this surprise you, Matt, after all the publicity, all the good word of mouth that this movie had, that it didn't do better?
It does surprise me a little bit. I mean, given the fact that, you know, this is a $22 million movie that opened to $4.8 million over the weekend, had been expected to gross about double that this weekend, which was still not great. But this is a pretty significant market rejection of this movie. There was a substantial marketing spend on it. They did a ton of publicity and promotion to try to get people out to this movie. It was treated just like any other studio romantic comedy. It had gay subject matter, but it was given the same treatment, and it was just absolutely rejected by audiences.
So does this say that what Hollywood thinks the public wants or maybe isn't ready for shouldn't be, and I don't want to say forced on them, but maybe it's just not its time? Or was this just a lousy movie in some people's eyes?
Well, that's the thing, is the movie got really good reviews and the Rotten Tomatoes score was in the 90s for this movie. So people who saw it got an A cinema score as well, which is an indicator of what audiences think of the film. So people who saw it liked it. You start to question the marketing. They did a lot of promotion of this movie as it being important and groundbreaking. It was the first studio comedy of starring a same-sex couple. And that's not typically why people go to see comedies. They don't want them to be important. They want them to be funny. So perhaps that was a factor. But, you know, there was also, I think, probably some hesitance among mainstream audiences to see this kind of explicit subject matter, because the movie is explicit in the gay content. So perhaps that was a factor. It's really hard to Monday morning quarterback this, because I think a lot of different factors contribute to a failure like this.
You know, one of the things I said in the Times that I was reading, it said maybe this was just too straight for gay audiences and too gay for straight ones. Do you think that could be?
It could be. Also, you know, Billy Eichner, the star, is not a mainstream star. I mean, this is not like you had, you know, big marquee stars in this movie. And if you were looking at a romantic comedy starring two straight unknown actors, it would have been a tougher sell as well.
Yeah. And then you look at movies that we've seen that have done fairly well. I mean, Brokeback Mountain, Love, Simon. I mean, even The Crying Game, I guess you could throw in there, too. They were all good movies and all dealing with gay sexual relationships in the community to an extent. But they weren't comedies, were they?
No. And comedy is a challenged genre at the theaters as well these days. I mean, most studio comedies are going directly to streaming. And there was another comedy earlier this summer, Easter Sunday, that ended up grossing around the same amount as this one did, starring a comedian named Joe Coy. So, you know, maybe it's just that comedies aren't as big of a draw in theaters these days, and it's not necessarily the subject matter.
So what do you think happens next? What do you think studios are going to do? Are they going to try to recruit maybe a bigger name to come out with something?
Well, you know, Hollywood tends to follow what performs and doesn't perform in theaters, so I doubt you'll see another studio take a bet on this kind of subject matter in the comedy genre for a while. I don't know what the larger implications might be. Certainly Billy Eichner is not going to get anything greenlit like this, but we'll see what Hollywood does, because, you know, you never know what's going to hit. This movie failed, but maybe something with a different star and with a different take on the material might do well. You just never know.
Yeah, or do you think it may have done better if it went straight to streaming?
Well, that's the thing, is that, you know, there was a big movie on streaming this weekend, Hocus Pocus 2, which many people thought could have done well in theaters. And the movie that opened to number one at the box office this weekend, Smile, a horror movie, that was initially supposed to go to streaming, and then they decided to put it in theaters. So the studios really don't know what to do when it comes to streaming versus theatrical these days. And we've seen this weekend play out extraordinarily.
Yeah. All right, Matt. Good talking with you. Appreciate the time and the insight today. That's Matt Bellany, founding member of new subscription site Puck News and former editor with The Hollywood Reporter.